Heaps Good is the new one-day festival coming to Adelaide Friday the 6th of January, and it's a massive lineup, Craig, honestly. Ocean Alley are in the mix, and their guitarist Mitch is on the line with us now. Hello.
Hello, Molly and Craig. How are you?
Good.
Oh, very good. Good to have you aboard for Heaps Good. Around that time of year as well, where it's sort of like, you know, going through into a new year, how do you feel like touring around with a bunch of your best mates around that time? I mean, it's got to be exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. We've done that New Year tour many times in the years previous. This is the first time that we're going to do all the falls, though, so we're pretty excited and excited to get to Heaps Good. And, it's a great time of year, party time.
Have you heard the term Heaps Good thrown around a bit?
No, I've never heard that. that's me being sarcastic. I have heard Heaps Good.
It's just a huge thing here in SA. At one point, they were talking about putting it on our number plates.
I'd be voting for that for sure.
You get to tour around with so many great bands. At Heaps Good, the lineup is incredible. Who are you most excited to see around backstage? Maybe hook up a collaboration or something with.
We haven't been on an Australian tour for a very long time, so we're kind of keen to see whoever's backstage, whoever wants to hang it up. Arctic Monkeys is playing at Heaps Good.
Yes.
It'd be nice to meet any of the gentlemen from there. That's a band that we look up to quite a bit, so that would probably have to be my pick.
Do you guys ever find that when you're meeting other artists or bands, you get a bit starstruck?
Definitely, we get a bit starstruck, for sure. We met Steve Lukather from Toto when we were playing in Fremantle once, and a couple of the boys were very starstruck.
I guess you do become in that situation. It's so you said the Arctic Monkeys. What's your favourite album by those guys?
The AM album was pretty iconic for them. But I really did like some of the tracks off Tranquility Base Hotel and Casino, for sure. So yeah, I know those records quite well.
Their music has just developed so much over the time. I think a lot of people talk to Ocean Alley's music as this sort of hazy thing. Mm. Do you feel like every album's given you a bit more? Do you feel like you're growing and developing with each, new bit of music you release?
Yeah, of course. I guess that's kind of the main thing we strive for when we're writing new music, is to sort of left off where we were last, but also to develop the sound and try and take ourselves as performers and writers to a different place, and also take the audience to a different place.
There's a lot of you in this band. How on earth do you get together for that writing process? Is it all of you in a room, or kind of one of you kicks it off and then someone else joins in? Or
we get the first sort of kernels of ideas kicked off by ourselves, just whatever's sort of on our minds and what we're tinkering with day to day. And then when we book time alone, we normally, the time to record together, or write together, we normally book somewhere like out of town so we can get rid of all the distractions and then just hang out and just see what happens.
I see. I think once you've booked in, then, you know, everyone has to commit. It's too bad. Sorry if you've got other plans, you're in.
That's a very big part of our strategy as well. Book the time in the studio, and then everyone ends up, they always end up making it, that's for sure.
Are you guys all mates?
Yeah, we are. We are all friends. We've been friends since pretty much as the band formed, since before then. Some days we're not mates, but most days we are.
Who gives you the shits the most?
I would have to say all of them.
Take no prisoners. That's all right. They're not listening into this. It's all good. But that's amazing that you get to take your group of mates and play these incredible bodies of work that you've made right across the world. You must have played so many amazing places. What's the one that tops the list for you?
There was a festival that we played in Oulu, north of Oslo in Finland this year. Wow. And that was pretty, beginning of the year, that was pretty out of this world, so we'd never been that far north, and so the daytime was quite extended and there weren't really any hours of complete darkness, so that's pretty wild.
Oh yeah, that's right. That would be so unsettling.
Yeah, it was unsettling. You roll around in bed for like 3 hours from midnight and then the sun's back up.
Oh, that's what it's like to be a breakfast radio announcer. You go to bed when the sun's up.
You guys probably know that, yeah.
What's one of the craziest things you've seen at a festival? I always wonder what it's like being elevated and, you know, being able to see the crowd.
Oh, there's always so much going on. Sometimes it's hard to sort of pick out anything, but always some, like, good crowd surfing efforts or people standing on shoulders. There was a guy standing on someone's shoulders at one festival, and his friend was holding his legs, but he was full on grooving, like dancing, and he didn't lose his balance, and he's managed to stay up and not fall over, yeah.
And then you've got to remember that, you know, you've got to hit the G chord next. Like, how do you focus on what you're doing and what your bandmates are doing? Do you just keep in your little zone and sort of just within what you're doing?
Yeah, we have an amazing crew that obviously make sure all the technical side of things just goes off without a hitch, and I suppose that's a big part of making sure the show goes smoothly. But also, hopefully, everyone's sort of well rehearsed and practiced enough that you can almost do it sort of without thinking about it, yeah.
You guys have just dropped a new album called Low Altitude Living. How's that been going?
Good. I think it's been a positive response, and we're stoked to have it out in the world. So it's in the rearview mirror, sort of, it's, you know, out of our hands now. Mm. And we're just looking forward to playing all the songs live and moving on from the old stuff. We've been rehearsing for the last few weeks to make sure that the show's good for the end of year and heaps good festival.
Are there any songs that you get to and you think, I can't play that again? I just can't.
There's a couple from our, you know, from early on in our catalogue that feel like that, but I won't name any names, but there's a few songs that are like that, but we've been booed once when we didn't play it.
Artists do talk about that there's so many songs that they just want to see the back of, but you kind of have to put yourself in the, you know, in the position of the audience who have, I don't know, travelled or, you know, gone to all that effort, and they just want to hear that one song, so it must be interesting.
Exactly. Like, when we're on stage, I guess, we're there to perform and entertain the crowd, so, like, that's why we don't have any problem with playing it. But if you ask that question, there's definitely some that, you know, we wouldn't miss as much as others, let's just say it like that.
Oh, very politically correct. I like it.
So you've got the old songs, you've got the new album. Is there anything that's sort of in its infancy that we might get a glimpse at Heaps Good?
Unfortunately, not this time around.
That's all good.
Yeah, we've sort of just got that Low Altitude Living album out, and just looking forward to playing those songs you know, just building our show around that.
Because I suppose fresh music it would be so exciting for you guys as well to get out there and go, how is everyone going to respond to this in real time?
A first play.
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to it.
Well, I can't wait to be there. Brill, thank you. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys. No worries. I'm going to go for a swim in the lovely Byron Bay.
Enjoy.
Oh, stop.